This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, the Old Trailblazer, riding out again on old Dan. Come on, Dan, let's go. We got to get up. We got to get a getting. And we're bringing you a series of studies on the Old Trailblazer broadcast on the demon possessions of Satan and his territory. All of those things relating to Satan and demons, baptism with a demon spirit, demon holidays. So we're going to get to those topics. But now we're looking at the grand aim of Satan. We're looking at what his motives are and what his grand aim is. What is he attempting to accomplish? The grand aim of Satan, through all of his satanic miracles of the present day, is to bring men under the influence of demons. And we saw that in our last study. Until one day he will be the head of the thrones. He will be the head of all of those dominions and principalities and powers, and will sit as God in the temple, showing himself that he is God, according to 2 Thessalonians 2:4. To this end, all the teachings of his signs and wonders are directed, though they may be carefully disguised under so-called, now listen, would you listen? May be disguised under so-called faith healings, visions, revelations, dreams, speaking in tongues, voices, and such like. To bring humanity under his control, Satan, through his demon spirits, uses spirit communications, omens and tokens, and lucky and unlucky days and seasons and holy water and spells and potions and charms and relics, pictures and crosses and crucifix, and countless other prescriptions of his religious system. There in New Orleans, they have the most prevalent things, a voodoo. They even have a football team called Voodoo. And then they go into all this. They have the witches on the sideline, so-called, depicting the witches. How many lives are now governed, you and I know, by black cat superstitions that have grown up? All of this is the workings of Satan, my friend. They're all signs of demon influence and demon control. How many folks do I know won't make a move till they consult the astrologer or soothsayers or fortune tellers on the side of the road and all of those things? It's literally amazing. It's literally amazing to me how many people who are listening to me at this time whose lives are governed by demons instead of the Word of God and Christ. Folks won't start a job on Friday. You know, they kind of laugh about it, but they're serious. They say it's a bad omen. You won't work on Good Friday, so-called. And it's unlucky to have a $2 bill in the billfold without pinching off the corners. All of those things, my friend, even though it may sound so funny, but let me say, you just have a bad dream, and you'll interpret it as somebody being sick or maybe one of your loved ones in danger somewhere. This shows how much your life is governed and influenced by demon spirit. But you say, Pastor Trailblazer, those things come true. Sure they do. Most of them, but they're not of God. Oh, my friend, they are of a demon influence. How many of you church members and preachers are influenced by demons? I'd like to know that. It's probably blow my mind. It probably astound me. Now, let's look at the Word of God and study the work of demons. Let's notice in the very beginning that the Bible very plainly teaches that Satan performed miracles. Paul says in 2 Timothy 2:9, whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and all signs and lying wonders. I know that there are multitudes of church members today who will not admit that Satan can perform miracles or heal the sick, which is his present trump card of the day. In the Old Testament there we find many, many references to dealings between men and demons. In the New Testament, Paul says in Galatians, there he names Galatians 5:20, he names a witchcraft as one of the manifest works of the flesh. In Exodus 22:18, the Lord by Moses said, "Thou shalt not suffer a witch to live." Here the Lord God of heaven forbids willful fellowship with the powers of evil. And he says to those who do, "Thou shalt not suffer them to live." Then in Leviticus 20:27, we find these words, a man also or a woman that has a familiar spirit, or that is a wizard, shall surely be put to death. Thou shalt stone them with stones, and their blood shall be upon them. Now, my friend, these are serious things I'm speaking of. This is not child's play. This is not to scare you a little bit. This is real. Here we have the statement from the Lord God of heaven that men and women can have fellowship with fallen spirits. And when they do, they must not be suffered to live. The Bible presents many things that our modern-day philosophers, teachers laugh at and scoff at. But we find in God's Word that behind every idol of heathenism, there exist demons. Psalms 96:5 said, "For all the gods of the nations are idols." The Greek word for idol here is dynamo, which means demons, which was used when the Old Testament was translated into the Greek. So it should read, "For all the gods of the nations are demons." Did you get that? My friend, don't foo-foo this. This is God's Word. "For all the gods of the nations are demons." Now, let's let it soak in. "For all the gods of the nations are demons." Back of every idol is a demon. And when a person says he's not worshiping that idol, he reveals how deceived he is. It's a settled fact that they're not worshiping Jehovah God. They're worshiping a demon disguised as an idol. Now, let me stop here and observe a couple of things. You and I, who tell me you know the Lord, that you are a saved individual, you're the most blessed individual that ever lived on this earth. If you've been redeemed from that spirit world, that underground world of demons and demon influence, my friend, you just take a look at the late night shows on television and take a look at some of the XXX rated movies and those things. They're demon controlled, they're demon supported, they're influenced by the devils and demons. And my friend, I would say this, I wouldn't let my children, if I were you, I wouldn't let them watch that stuff. And then I don't know what they sell in the, where you can go rent a movie and all. I don't know what they do because I don't do those things. But my friend, I see a little bit of it. It just scares me to death. Oh, listen. Back of the idols are real powers. Of course they are finite and have no claim to the title of God. But the Scripture plainly teaches the existence of false gods. The Old Testament treats the idols of heathens among whom the Jews lived as real powers. For instance, when Jehovah God foretold the death of the firstborn of man and beast, he signified his intention of punishing the gods of Egypt. This is clearly stated in Exodus 12:12. "For I will pass through the land of Egypt this night and will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and against all the gods of Egypt." You get that? "I will execute judgment, for I am Jehovah." All 10 of the plagues of Egypt were God's judgment upon the gods of Egypt. These plagues were to discredit and to cause the inhabitants of Egypt, mainly the Jews, to hold the gods of Egypt in contempt and prove to them that he alone was God before he ever let them out. Now you get this truth. Pick up your ears and listen. God had to break the power of those demon spirits over the children of Israel before he could ever lead them out. Before God saves any sinner, he causes that sinner, you and me, my friend, to release allegiance to all other gods, regardless of what names they are disguised under. God says, "Thou shalt have no other gods before me." Moses states this same truth in Numbers 33:4. "For the Egyptians buried all their firstborn, which the Lord had smitten among them, upon their gods also the Lord executed judgments." Then in Deuteronomy 10:17, we find these words. This is God's word I'm bringing you, folks. I'm not going off on no tangent, no. Well, you say, "Well, the Old Testament is not for us today." Who told you that? Who told you that? That's just a lie out of hell. The Old Testament is just as relevant today as it was the day it was written. It shouldn't be any pause between the First and the Second Testament. Old Testament, New Testament, no. Listen, we find these words in Deuteronomy 10:17. For Jehovah your God is the God of gods and the Lord of lords. Over and over again the scriptures say that Jehovah is exalted above all gods and to be feared above all gods. Then if Jehovah executed judgment upon the gods of Egypt, they were living beings. They were nothing more than demon spirits. Demon spirits are behind every idol. I don't care what it is. Now, brother, listen. We're going to get into this a little further. We're getting our time's quickly running out. But let me just make this statement, and then we'll come back to it in our next study. This great truth is brought out in the following scriptures, Leviticus 17:7, and they shall no more offer sacrifices unto devils or demons after whom they have gone a-whoring. Oh, listen, we'll get back to that in our next study. This is the Old Trailblazer Broadcast. I wish you'd sit down and write me and let me know that you're listening. And then let me remind you of the book that I've offered for several days now, The Spirit World by Clarence Larkin, about 150 pages. And it deals with the spirit world, what we're talking of here. It's so much deeper than what I'm bringing you, my friend. It'll revolutionize your thinking about the end time and the spirit world. And let me give you that phone number. It's 225-664-8658. You call and we put it on your credit card and mail it to you in the next day's mail. And I made you this promise. If you're not happy with it, read it. And if you're not happy, call me. I'll send you money back. You keep the book and give it to somebody else. That's just how impressed I am with Mr. Larkin's book on the spirit world, my friend. The Old Trailblazer, not very smart. I don't know much of nothing. I glean from everywhere I can to get these truths and bring them to you, because the Lord has blessed me with the privilege of having this little broadcast. This is God's word I'm bringing you. We're facing eternity. Did you know you're facing eternity? Can I just ask you, are you saved? Are you prepared to go through the tribulation period and serve the Antichrist? You say, oh, I'll never serve. Yes, you will. If you don't get saved, you will. But my friend, it's time to seek the Lord. The Bible said it's time to seek the Lord. So I just admonish you at this time. You and I, we're just mortal souls here upon this earth. We're going to live so long and then we're going to die. The Bible says it's appointed unto man to die, and once after that, the judgment. It's the Bible says the soul that sinneth, it shall die, and after that, the judgment. You say, well, that's just, don't talk about those things, Trailblazer. Talk about the love of God. Well, I do. God so loved the world, but my friend, he hates sin. He hates sin in you and in me. We're going to get back in this same study the next time. And speaking about the grand aim of Satan, what his aim is. Remember, the Old Trailblazer, I'd love to hear from you. I'd like for you to help me with the broadcast if you could. A few dollars, send me $100 in that old coffee can. And remember, my mailing address, the Old Trailblazer, Post Office Box, 1810 Walker, Louisiana, 70785. And my website, radiomissions.org. Goodbye and God bless you.